Last year, Governor McDonnell went to Virginia Commonwealth University to announce that his administration had held tuition increases on state campuses to their lowest level in 10 years.
And to really celebrate college access and affordability. Welcome the governor of this Commonwealth.
Thank you.
Now, a legislative analyst says tuition has been kept artificially low for political purposes. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story written by Karen Capsidilis from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who went and covered a routine meeting of the Senate Finance Committee. And this issue of tuition artificially depressed, possibly, came up. Basically, Senate Finance Committee member Tommy Norman has pressed the staff at the colleges to say if in fact they've had to kind of artificially depressed tuition increases. And the answer is basically, in many words, yes.
Well, David, would that be something we haven't seen before in Virginia?
The tuition rates at the Virginia's public colleges, of course, are influenced and sensitive to political winds. We've had governors who have made it their priority to hold the line on tuition. In those cases, tuition increases have been less, and then they come up later. And this whole discussion is taking place in the context of how many students are coming out of a four-year degree deeper in debt than their parents before them. And so there's that aspect of this too. As tuition goes up, how to make college affordable.
Now let's talk about the wind. David, VA News featured a story about a pilot project that could be on the way for the waters off Virginia's coast.
Peter Baquet, a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch, recently wrote about an update on Dominion Power's efforts. People like to talk about the potential of green energy using sources that don't rely upon carbon and create what many people believe, scientists say, is global warming. But the numbers are kind of daunting.
And what are some of those numbers?
Right now, if they were to set up sea-based wind turbines, the cost to generate a kilowatt of electricity would cost more than twice as much as Dominion Power's current mix of coal and nuclear. So the question is, when this comes online, which may not happen until in the earliest 2022, will the cost could be more in line with what the actual cost is of electricity at that time? No one knows for sure.
Even this pilot project, David, will take some pretty impressive engineering, won't it?
Not only do you have to set up these giant turbines that are anchored in the floor of the sea in very hostile environments and wind and weather, but you have to run cables that run back 28 miles to the shore to transmit the electricity to the mainland.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can read their collection of newspaper reports from around the state each day by clicking the VA News link at vpap.org. I'm Fred Eccles.